There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinkham?
Mr. Valley, the baseball season is starting, and I got a chance to go with the Boston Red Sox or the Chicago White Sox.
Doing what?
Washing socks.
With Dreft, no doubt.
Rudy Valley with Pinky Lee, Patsy Moran, Benny Kruger's music, and that glamorous picture star Constance Bennett. Brought to you by Dreen Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Pinky, answer the phone. I want to check these reservations.
Okay. Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy and keys made while you wait, speaking. Who? Oh, hello, Sylvester. It's my nephew, Sylvester, Mr. Valley. What? You want to know how to spell cat? It's easy. Cat. K-I-T-T-Y. Pussy. That takes care of all of them. Okay, Sylvester, goodbye. See, Mr. Valley, that kid is really stupid. He's 14 years old and he can't even count up to five.
Can you?
Are you kidding?
Very well. Let you hear count to five. Let me hear you count to five. I said it.
Let's try it over again.
Very well. Let me hear you count to five.
What, from memory? No fooling, Mr. Valley.
So early in the show, too.
Yeah. Mr. Valley, that nephew of mine is always asking me questions, questions, questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I gave him that copy of Forever Amber.
Stop worrying, Pete. Stop worrying, or you'll go out of your mind, and then I won't be able to tell you from the rest of your family. Now let's get on to work. Pinky, you know, we're not getting enough female patronage, in spite of the fact that our male clientele is strictly who's who.
What's that?
What's what?
Who's who?
A book.
That's that.
I can't understand. Why don't the men bring their ladies here? Pinky, let us suppose you were a man.
Yes. Stop, man! I don't like your insinuendos. If you want the real dope on women, you've come to the real dope. For instance, 2 weeks ago, I went to Ciro's.
Ciro's in Beverly Hills?
No, Ciro's in Roebuck. And all the women turned up in a body to see me.
And what happened?
Nothing. They didn't like the body I turned up in.
I'm trying to solve a problem, dear boy. Why do you taunt me? We're going to give the women something for nothing. Now, what do the women of today want more than anything else?
Van Johnson.
I know, but next to Van Johnson, what do they want most?
When a woman's next to Van Johnson, she doesn't bother with statistics.
A very wise observation, Pinkham, and I, for one, would like to see you put under observation. Women want to look beautiful, Pinky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to turn that empty room downstairs into a beauty salon.
That's
and we'll give the women complete beauty treatments free.
Oh, gee, this is getting interestinger and interestinger. Mm.
And our slogan might be, Dilly Dally at Villa Valley, and get a map you won't find in Rannoch Alley. Get the idea?
Right up my alley.
And here's another one. Our club's not able to give you a sable, but reserve a table, and we'll make you a grable, and that's no fable.
Whether your label is Myrtle or Mabel. Gee, I'm a regular poet, a real Henry Wadsworth.
But not for long, fellow. Now, here's my idea, Pinky.
What's that?
I think I'll get Constance Bennett as my beauty expert.
What?
Constance will advise me. Constance will lead me.
What an idea for a slogan. Let your Constance be your guide.
Oh! Pinky, I want you to take a telegram to Miss Bennett.
Okay.
Here it is.
Yes.
Let's see now. Have great idea. Come at once. I'm now going into the club to raise my beautiful, glorious, lovely, deep voice in song. No, that sounds too vain. Take out the word deep. Send that, Pinky. Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, I shall now sing the Stein song. You lucky people. Oh, Bill, the Stein's a dear old name. Shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours. Drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater. The college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire,
to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday.
Oh, still, the signs of dear old names, shout to the rafters, ring, stand, and drink a toast once again, every loyal name and sing, then drink to all the happy hours, drink to the careless days, drink to the name of our mother, the college of our hearts,
or brunette. Lovely, lustrous hair is always admired by the men. So, girls, that's your cue to green your hair and bring out all its natural luster. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Green your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As Glamorous magazine cover girl and Dream Girl, Madeline Mason says...
Professionally and socially, I find it pays to depend on Dream. Only Dream leaves my hair so well-behaved and lustrous.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Villa Valley Beauty Salon. Patient called for and delivered.
Pinky, this is Mr. Valley. I'm waiting for Constance Bennett. How are things down there?
Well, I'm inventing some new beauty formulas with my little chemistry set.
Listen, Pinky, I'm sending one of our best customers down for a treatment. A Mrs. J. Gottrock's drizzle spout. Keep her amused until Miss Bennett arrives. Is that clear?
Roger. Entry now, Z. Oh, how do you do, lady? I'm Pinky Lee.
The pleasure is mutual.
They're off Miss Bay Middle. Mrs. Drizzle Spot. Pardon me. Pardon me, I must have left the faucet running. Mrs. Valley wants me to amuse you. Would you like to weigh yourself? Just step on the scale. 116. All right, now the other leg, please.
What does it say?
Tilt. You better try the scale here. This one tells your fortune, too. Okay, now. Upsy-daisy. I'll put in a penny. Oh, there's a little fortune card. It says, you are kind, generous, and you're going to play first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
What does the card say? What about my weight?
Weight shows 165. It can't be. Wait, I'll put in another penny and try again. Here goes.
What does the card say now?
It says, save your money, shorty. It's still 165. I'll try once more. Oh, it's no use, Mrs. Drizzlespout.
Why? What does the card say?
Ooh, you made me so mad. I got a better idea. How would you like to see my new face oil? I made it with my own teensy-weensy hands.
A new face oil? Oh, good.
Here, try some, but don't spill it. I don't want the sardines to drop out.
Sardines? Take it away or I'll rub your nose in it.
Well, Mrs. Drizzlespout, how's everything doing?
Mr. Valley, where do you get these creatures? Beat the bushes for them?
Mrs. Drizzlespout, we're going to get Constance Bennett at her beauty salon. I'll open the door to the club so you can hear Benny Kruger's music. Come on, Pinky.
Thank you. Pinky, don't you think Miss Bennett's private office is very lovely?
Yeah, I wish I could make my living room look as nice as this.
Well, you see, she had her place done by Wilshire Boulevard Decorators. Who did yours?
Hollywood Boulevard Exterminators.
Oh, Pinky, yeah. I just remembered.
What?
Miss Bennett is broadcasting now.
Yes?
You know, she's a commentator, has her own radio program.
Well.
Come on, we'll go down to the radio studio to see her.
Yes.
Pinky, I think I'll turn on the car radio. We should listen to Miss Bennett's program.
Greetings, friends. This is Constance Bennett again. My talk today is called How to Be Young. As everyone knows, there are several versions of young. Very young, extremely young, and then there's my favorite, Robert Young.
He left out my favorite, Egg Foo Young.
Ah, yes, good old Egg Foo Young. I knew his sister, Loretta.
And remember, ladies, we can't always remain young. For we all know that a girl is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Pinky, shake hands with a very happy junk dealer.
But statistics show that college men have 2.3 children and college women have 5.2 children.
Which proves that women have more children than men.
The children of today are different from the children of yesterday. In the old days, a father would call his son into the library and give him a lecture on life. Today, he just hands him a copy of Esquire. Most fathers preferred a boy, although I know one man who had quadruplets. He married a telephone operator, and she gave him the wrong number. Now for some facts about the tiny tot. Infants are very impressionable, you know, especially when they listen to the radio. One two-year-old heard the Quiz Kids, and now he washes and irons his own underwear. Some parents refuse to feed their babies milk. They claim that when a baby falls asleep, he tosses from side to side. The milk turns to fat, the fat turns to sugar, the sugar turns to alcohol, and before you know it, the kid wakes up with a hangover. As for myself, I had a very interesting youth. But a little dancer named Fifi took him away from me. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, I say goodbye to you. And I do mean you. Connie fiddles while Jimmy burns. Come in. Oh, hello, Rudy.
Hello, Connie. My, but you look lovely. If I may become colloquial for a moment, I'd say you look like a million.
Thank you. You look a little younger.
Merci, madame. And now may I present my busboy, Pinkham Lee. Pinky, this is Miss Bennett.
Gee, Miss Bennett, I wish I had sure eyes. You'd sure be a sight for him.
Hey, Rudy. He's been around.
Yes, I took him to see The Outlaw last night.
Oh, Miss Bennett, why are you staring at me? Do I remind you of someone?
Yes, the strangest thing. A human being.
I consider that a Bennett, Miss Insult. After all, you really can't call me ugly.
I didn't.
That's funny. Everybody else does.
Incidentally, Connie, do you give reducing treatments, too?
There are two methods of losing weight, Rudy. The physical and the emotional. For instance, they say people in love lose weight.
People in love, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Connie, would you be interested in giving me some treatments?
I might. How many pounds would you like to lose, Rudy?
How long would it take to destroy me completely?
I tried going on a diet, Miss Bennett, but it didn't work. At 7 in the morning, I got toast and coffee. At 1 in the afternoon, I got milk and cereal.
And what did you get at 8 in the evening?
Lum and Abner.
The secret of a strong body, gentlemen, is exercise. Every Sunday morning, I get up, walk for 2 hours, exercise for 3 hours, go horseback riding for 2 more hours, and then I get up Tuesday morning and...
What happened to Monday morning?
I don't get up Monday.
It's a funny thing, Miss Bennett. My father believes in exercise, too. You know, every morning he takes 2 dumbbells and bangs them together.
Isn't that tough on the dumbbells?
I don't mind. My brother's getting awfully goofy from it.
You know, Connie, I think that exercise is much over-touted. I heard that Cary Grant rides a bicycle to keep trim. So I figured I'd get a shape like Cary Grant's by riding a bicycle.
Did you have any success?
At the end of 2 weeks, I had a shape like a bicycle.
You give up too easy, Mr. Valley. Look at me. People say I look enough like Cary Grant to be his brother. Why, if it weren't for one thing, I'd be his living image.
What's that?
He's living.
You men lay too much stress on physical appearance. Personally, I'd prefer to marry an ugly man.
Oh, Miss Bennett, this is so sudden.
No, I mean it. You marry a handsome man, and the next thing you know, he leaves you.
But, Connie, an ugly man could leave you, too.
Yes, but who cares? Just for the sake of argument, Rudy, when was the first time you fell in love?
Well, I walked into a movie theater, looked up at the screen.
Yes?
And there I was.
Not all men are alike, Miss Bennett. The girl I marry is going to have money, fur coat, diamonds, a house in the country.
Really? When are you getting married?
As soon as I find a girl who has all that.
I go along with Pinky, Connie. Not all men are alike, thank heavens.
Oh, I suppose you're the type of man who, if a girl ever left you, you'd kill yourself.
That's been my usual custom, yes. And I'm not as fickle as you think. Among my feminine friends, I'm known as Old Faithful.
In Yellowstone Park, Old Faithful is nothing but a big grip.
That's the way I hit it.
Just a minute, Miss Bennett. Mr. Valley has a lot of good points.
Name one.
Well, he's, I'm sorry I started the whole thing.
Connie, I hate to break up this Turkish bath banter, but there's a Mrs. Drizzle spot waiting to be made beautiful. There's a taxi waiting to take us to the club. And there's someone waiting to hear me sing.
Who?
Me. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, for my encore tonight, I'd like to interpret an American saga of baseball. For the first time, set to music by Lee Montgomery. That unforgettable classic of the diamond, Casey at the Bat. Assisted by Joe Carnes at the piano with sound effects. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score to 2-4 with one inning more to play. And so when Cooney died at first and Burroughs did the same, a sickly fear came o'er the patrons of the game. A few got up to go, but on the other hand, the rest stayed with the hope that springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, they'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey and so did Jimmy Blake. The former was a hoodoo, the latter was a fake. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all. And Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had risen and they saw what had occurred, there was Blake, safe on second, and Jimmy hugging third. Then from the maddened thousands there went up such a yell, it shook the earth and grandstand with a great and mighty swell. It echoed on the mountaintop and recoiled against the flats. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in that crowd could doubt, 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 10,000 hands applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. And while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eyes, a sneer curled Casey's lips. And now the leather-covered sphere comes whirling through the air, but Casey stands a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. Kill him! Kill the umpire! Someone shouted from the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire cried, strike two! Fraud, cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, fraud. What else can you expect from a Harvard man? Mr. Carnes, we'll try that again. You're supposed to simulate the echo, the reverberation of the echo, do you understand? We'll try it again, thank you. Fraud, cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, fraud! Who do you think you are, Tarzan? But one scornful look from Casey in that audience was odd. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey would not let that ball go by again. The smile has gone from Casey's face. His teeth
are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. He... Discount, discount, please. Discount, discount, please, please. As we rehearse. Discount, please. Everything happens when you're trying to make a hit for Dream Shampoo. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. This was Casey, not Krupa. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere a heart of light. Light, 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 light. That's good. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck
out. Glamorous, shining hair has always woven a spell of magic around a man's heart. As a famous poet said, and from that luckless hour my tyrant fair has led and turned me by a single hair. Yes, glossy, gleaming hair has a way of first catching a man's eye and then his heart. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Be careful of these stairs, Connie. Now, Connie, do you think that you could do a good glamorizing job on Mrs. Little Spout?
Oh, don't worry, Rudy. There hasn't been a face created yet that I couldn't improve.
Here we are, this way. Miss Bennett, may I present Mrs. Dittlespout?
Oh, so you're... Rudy, what is it, a zombie?
Just a minute.
Don't be frightened, Miss Bennett. I've been trying out some of my inventions, and this stuff on the lady's face is pancake makeup.
And I keep telling you, young man, that this pancake makeup is horrible.
Wait, I haven't put the maple syrup on yet.
Pinky, shouldn't you put some cold cream on first?
I tried it, Mr. Valley. Cold cream is no good on that face.
Why not?
It curdles.
Mrs. Drizzlespout, you need a complete overhauling. You have what is known as an army discharge figure.
What do you mean I have an army discharge figure?
It has 48 points. And where did you get that scar on your arm?
Oh, the scar. Well, two sailors fought a duel over me to see who gets me. One got me in the leg and the other one got me in the arm. You folks know what sailors are?
Of course. A sailor is a large body of men entirely surrounded by women.
Miss Bennett, I hope you use some of my formulas. You know, I've only been working on Miss Drizzlespout for 2 hours, and already she looks 3 hours younger.
Miss Bennett, do you think you could turn me into a Greer Garson?
My dear lady, I make beauty creams, not Miracle Whip. Oh, be patient, Mrs. Drizzlespout. There's nothing wrong with your looks that a face can't cure.
I wish you'd try my special beauty lotion, Mrs. Drizzlespout. It's guaranteed to remove wrinkles from prunes. It'll be terrific on you.
Yes, indeed, Mrs. D. Pinky used our lotion on some of our best clients. Perhaps, did you ever hear of Mrs. Pomeroy Potts of the Pottsville Potts?
Yes.
Well, you should see what Pinky did for Mrs. Potts' pans.
Okay, Miss Drizzlespout, now, come on, now, just lean back and I'll turn you into a glamorous woman. First, I smear on a few drops of clover juice, and then I add some essence of alfalfa, And then I wipe it all off with this piece of green shrubbery. There you are. Oh, my. Just look in the mirror.
Pinky, what have you done? The lady's face is swollen to twice its size.
Eureka, I did it. I did it. I'll be rich, Mr. Valley, rich.
What do you mean?
I discovered a new way to make poison ivy.
No! Oh!
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at this same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll and Republic Pictures, Patsy Moran, Benny Kruger and his music, and radio Sherlock Holmes, Basil Rathbone.
It's time to sing a good night song again. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew it. Won't be long until all the lights burn low again. And so you see it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again.
A bow! A bow for the cat! A bow for the cat! Here in the United States, we're still very, very short of fats for industrial use. Fats that can hurry more soap, paint, fabrics, and nylons to market. That's why we're all urged to keep on saving every drop of used fat every mealtime.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Marco. Remember, Thursday night is one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silk, nylon, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.